Tougher fuel economy standards are on the horizon, and record oil prices are already here. So it's no surprise to hear auto executives talking up the green virtues of their products.
GM will continue to drive the development of electrically driven vehicles.
It's Chrysler's mission to be more environmentally responsible.
Plug-in hybrid electric vehicles.
Saturn has a green heritage.
Fuel efficient and more environmentally friendly vehicles.
But typically, performance has taken a back seat to fuel efficiency and vice versa. David Cole is president of the Center for Automotive Research. He says in the past, the auto industry has taken a bipolar view of the car buying public.
One pole was fun. People want to have fun in a car. And another pole was green. And if you're green, you're probably not going to have a lot of fun. But I think what we have seen is that they've come together.
That was the most unusual thing that I saw at this year's auto show, a biofuel Ferrari, a Ferrari that runs on corn.
Eric Merkel is an auto analyst with IRN. That's a car industry consulting firm. Merkel is talking about the recent Detroit Auto Show, where Ferrari showed an F430 Spider with a biofuel engine.
It just seems so odd, I guess, to see a vehicle like an F430 running on ethanol. But Ferrari's trying to put their hat in, throw their hat into the ring, too, and trying to do their part.
Ferrari officials say the biofuel sports car is part of the company's effort to cut its emissions by 40% over the next 5 years. And Ferrari's not the only luxury performance car company offering wealthy car buyers a greener option. Fisker Automotive has a plug-in hybrid it plans to put on the market by the end of next year. The Karma sports car has batteries that can power the car for 50 miles. It also has a high-performance four-cylinder engine for backup.
This redefines performance. It's performance that doesn't hurt the environment.
Vic Doolin is the former president of BMW North America, and he now sits on the board at Fisker. He says the Karma can do 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds.
The person buying this car will want to drive a nice car, want to be seen in the right circles, but on the other hand, they want to do something that is not only feels good to drive, but feels good to the heart. It's, to my mind, a car with a conscience. And I think it's for people with a conscience, about the environment at least.
A Fisker Karma could be yours for $80,000. But analyst Eric Merkel says he's not overly optimistic about the greening of the luxury high-performance car market.
You know, I still don't think it's the customer that's really asking for that. And the other thing you have to ask yourself is what kind of a difference can a company like Fisker actually make? Sure, it's nice and it's something to see and it's something to kind of ooh and ah over, but at the end of the day, it's a very, very low-volume vehicle if it even makes it to the market.
Fisker plans to make 16,000 of the sports cars. That's not a lot of volume. But the big companies are also looking to sell efficient, performance vehicles to the masses. Chrysler design chief Trevor Creed says the company had a certain customer in mind when it created its Dodge Concept sports wagon.
They want to be environmentally responsible, but they also have a need for speed. We can meet all of those needs by combining our shared electric motor with a lightweight aluminum structure to create a future performance vehicle like this. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dodge Zio.
You're probably not going to see the electric-only Zio in your local Dodge dealer lot anytime soon. But another big car company is making turbocharged engines that'll be available in some cars as soon as this year. Ford's EcoBoost powertrain promises 20% better fuel economy without sacrificing performance. So Ford says its new cars will be fast and efficient. And if you're looking for a cool green car for your midlife crisis, but the Ferrari's out of your reach, the sporty plug-in Chevy Volt is expected to be available in 2010. For the Environment Report, I'm Sarah Hewlett.